For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is the message of hope.
Praise to you, Creator Christ and Holy Spirit.
Please be seated. Before we start, I want to thank the choir again for that beautiful anthem that they sang. A chicken and a hog were walking past a church building one day. They noticed the Sunday morning sermon posted on the bulletin board, helping others. As they walked away, the chicken suddenly thought of something. Hey, brother hog, why don't we give them a breakfast of ham and eggs? The hog thought, but for a moment, and replied, it's all right for you to say. You only have to give a contribution. But for me, it's total commitment. Will you pray with me, please? Loving God, Holy Spirit, descend on me in the message I bring. And if my words are worthy, may they touch the hearts of your people gathered here. And may these words honor and bring glory to you. Amen. Why are you here this morning? Why this particular morning? It's a 3-day weekend. Why did you get up and say, I'm going to come to church? Was it even your idea? As a child, my family never missed church. It was Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Tuesday Vespers, Wednesday midweek service, on you go. But I did love church, and I love church now. My life, most of my friends then, as are now, in church. So for me, going to church was also a bit of a social hour. I grew up in church, and at the age of 18, when I left home, I thought, I'm not going to go to church anymore. But then I found that I missed it. I missed the worship time, the singing, the prayers, hearing the stories of God's amazing love, and that God loved my heathen friends. You know, those friends that didn't go to my church? My heathen friends. I learned that God loved them. Attending church was my mother's choice and my mother's commitment. Today, it is my choice. It is my commitment. And over 30 years ago, it was Patty's choice to join me. And today, it is her commitment. And I have to say right here, friends, that everyone should have a Patty in their life. Just not my Patty. God said to Jeremiah, For I know the plans I have for you. Have you noticed that it's plans? There's this great big S on the end. For me, it gives me a lot of comfort to know that I'm not stuck with just one plan. What if I had chosen a plan and then I blew it? Or what if I missed the communication and I chose the wrong plan? So for me, that S gives me a lot of hope. It's plans. Yes, there are still many times in my life when I say to God, hey, God, come on over here. I have these great plans on my side. Have you ever tried that? I think when I've done that, God has sat back and had just a giant belly laugh. Because truth be known, I don't have any plans, let alone great plans. But I have learned over the years to wait, sit, be patient, as God says to me, Lynn, for I know the plans I have for you. I believe in making the statement that God is saying to us, there is something better in store for us. And why would we not want to soar with God as the wind beneath our wings. I believe that God wants us to come to church, to sing praises to God, to sing of God's goodness and love, and we also need to be in the plans that God has for us. We need to fulfill those plans that God has for us. Sometimes God will send us to a place that our belief system says, hey, that's not my job, not my job. I know that I have said, but God, I know you got the wrong girl. I think you meant to go three rows back. It's not me. But I found that if I wait, God does have plans for me. Sometimes there are plans that are out of the ordinary, out of our ordinary. And there's something that maybe we've never done before. When we do think about God having a perfect plan for our lives, do we understand that it means using the gifts God has given us? Someone says to you, wow, you have a beautiful voice. Why don't you sing in the choir? Oh, I know, but you know, I'm a soloist. Or, wow, you can play the trumpet? Do you know that we have a band up there? I know that, but they want a commitment on Tuesday. They want a commitment for two services on Sunday. Are you kidding? Or perhaps you enjoy being with children, like in our nursery, our Sunday school, our youth, or maybe even something this summer for the children here and the neighborhood children. Well, Lynn, you know, I went into teaching because I need this summer's off. And I really like having all the other days that everybody else has off. Well, we can use ushers and altar people. You know, I'd really be happy to do that. So when next time I'm here on Sunday, catch me. I'll be glad to help you. Yes, church, we have it all right here. Except, yes. Church, what would happen one Sunday morning if Denny woke up and said, this is beautiful today. You know, I don't get a chance to sleep in. I'm just going to stay home. I'm not going to go to church. Now, I don't know if you were watching during the song where people were clapping. But, you know, Beth is next to me. She said, Lynn, maybe you better stop. I mean, I don't even have the ability to clap in, let alone sing. And then what about the devoted people? The people who work hospitality and sound booth and operate the lights. How much would you get out of service? If you had to listen to this. And for heaven's sakes, what if some Sunday Dan woke up, Pastor Dan woke up and he said, you know, our faithful Sunday school service teachers, they're at the beach today, so I'm going to go downstairs and give my message to the children. So we arrive, and there's no one to lead the choir, no one to sing, no one to preach. Oh, for heaven's sakes, where is that Pastor Dan? Then we find out that when he woke up, he said, I want the children to hear the message, so I think I'll just go on downstairs and I'll play with them and preach to them. Are you aware that we had a beautiful couple with two growing children who had to say goodbye because we have no program for the youth? Folks, we do have it all. We really do. We just lack yes and commitment to that yes. We have strength. We have abilities. It just takes commitment. God will provide you the tools. God will give you whatever it is that's necessary. You just have to know that God doesn't say, okay, do it. Now sink or swim. Now, I know there are days when we're thinking that I'm not capable of doing this today. I think I'll just quit. This is too hard. The first reaction is quit. We want God to be our motivational speaker so we can feel inspired. But really, God calls us to do hard things. God never says it's easy. So how do we keep from quitting? We're not the only ones that are struggling with faith and commitment, thinking that everyone else around us has it all together. Godly people throughout the years and centuries have said, it isn't true. We all struggle. We all have days in our life when life feels stronger than our faith, and we just want to lay down and give up. There are all sorts of people who are depressed and scared and don't even want to get up in the morning. It's okay if you don't feel like a perfectly committed person. You're not alone. God loves community and loves that the community offers us an opportunity to lift each other up and to support each other. God doesn't promise the plans are easy, but it's beautiful. And know what? It's all meant for God anyway. Will you believe that I am an introvert? I am. And over 30 years ago, this was before I met my daddy, when I first came to MCC on 30th Street, I was even a big-time introvert, a terrible introvert. But remember I said earlier, I liked to go to church? Well, I wanted to go to church. I was raised in church. So I came in, sat the third row from the back, third seat in. See, if you sit back there, then you never have to be first, because somebody's always going to be ahead of you. So I sat several weeks watching people go forward for communion. Wow, I really wanted to do that. I really wanted to take communion. But what were they doing up there in that huddle? What if they asked me to recite the books of the Bible? I think I'll sit here till I find out what they're doing. But after some time of attending, I became deathly ill, and I was hospitalized for several weeks. When I returned, I sat third row back, third seat in. One of the pastors was making the announcement and said, you know, it's really nice to have Lynn back. With that, people started clapping, and I slid off the pew and crawled three rows back and left the church. I was a mortified introvert. So then you say, well, but you know, I'm really shy. I can't do that. I'm just really shy. Let me look at the verse again. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, to prosper and not harm you. There goes that. Hang on to God, and you will be surprised at how you will soar and where you will go. Look at Mother Teresa. She first heard the call of God to do work among the poor. She was just an ordinary, frail little nun with a big dream. She heard the call of God and went to her superiors. They asked her, how much money do you have? She held out her hand, and in her hand was all the money she possessed. 3 pennies. Sister, you can't do anything with 3 pennies, she was told. Her swift reply came, no, I can't, but God and 3 pennies can. And I don't think I need to tell you the difference that was made in the world by Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa had the faith, the trust, the obedience, and the commitment to trust where God would lead. What are God's plans for you? Are you living in those plans? Perhaps some of you are hearing these stories and feel insignificant or inadequate, or that, could I really make an impact? Paul wrote, God, by the power at work within us, is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or we can imagine. Are you aware that others watch you? That others watch us as we go about our commitment? Lives have been changed as the people watch commitment of others. Margaret Mead wrote, never doubt that a small group of committed people can change the world. I will be found, declares the Lord. Yes, church, we do have it all. I find it really exciting that God has plans for me. Not only does God have plans for me, God has plans for you. and you say yes. Thank you. Go lead it.